Yeah, the Doja Podcast season 15 episode.
11.
11.
11.
Yeah.
Yes.
We was on a break.
Yes.
Last week.
Last week, man.
Because we were recording.
Because we had a party.
Because we had a party.
Yeah.
Because others are still actually only finishing it up this week. Because we gave them almost 4.5 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
It was 4 hour 20 minutes.
Yeah, it was a pretty long one.
Which was a pretty long one.
Yeah, man.
Had old Dojo vibes and feels to it.
Yeah, yeah.
People loved it. It's actually our highest charting episode on YouTube.
Oh, dope.
Really?
Dope.
Yes.
Dope.
All time?
No. Season.
Since
we've been recording.
For the season.
Yeah, it's
that's dope.
It's the numbers are good.
Numbers
are good.
Yeah,
also, maybe because we gave them a longer. I think the content was nice.
Yeah, since we were team.
Yeah, the content was nice. Yeah.
But yeah, speaking of the party, man.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks to everybody that came out, showed love as always to the Dojo Robot Party.
Yeah, man.
Out at the Maracana.
Yes. Shout out to the Day Club.
Shout out to the Day Club dudes for the collaboration.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we had fun. Shout out to the people that supported us even when they couldn't make it. We had ticket give. By the way, when we do ticket giveaways, it's also a gratitude of other fellow Dojo community members. So it's never always just out of the goodness of our heart, although there are those that we do. But it just shows that when people show us love, you benefit by somebody just liking us
in
the party.
Showing love.
Yeah, but showing love. Ticket and they'll be like, just give them away.
So really appreciate that.
Yeah, man.
Really
appreciate that. Shout out to everyone who came. Yeah, it was a nice event.
It was a nice party.
Different, you know, but people enjoyed themselves.
People kept to the theme.
Yeah.
People kept to the theme.
Bali was looking dope.
Hey, Bali was looking dope.
Did you see the concept? Yeah, with the reflector.
What was going on there?
Available and open to vibes. So even at night, like even if the lights go off because it's a reflector, you'll still see that I'm available and open to vibes.
You know, I thought it was cool. I like that reflector.
It was actually
a good idea.
But so,
like a cycling outfit.
Oh, okay, yeah, that was dope.
Yeah, I dig that reflector. It was a good idea.
Yeah. But thanks, man. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks to your homeboys, eh? Came all the way from Bloom.
Yeah, yeah.
Made it a thing.
Yeah, Bo Gonza and all the
I love those niggas, man. They come. They don't ask you for a favor. Mm.
You know whose brother Swan is?
Yeah, one to
Wabo Obri.
Yeah,
Obri has never been to Joburg, has he? Sounds like Gauti.
You know,
in is Lalin.
Yeah.
We are still obsessed with the word tycoon. You never hear them say mogul.
Sure. Tycoon.
Tycoon.
Hey,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But shout out to those guys. They show love.
Yeah. It's always
they'll never ask you for a favor.
And nothing. They show love.
They'll pay.
Buy hella booze.
Shout out.
They show love like proper love.
Maronza. Likazi.
Yeah, Wakazi.
Thanks, gents. But thanks to even our regular guys, man. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Pella, sometimes as you throw the party, the faces become so familiar.
So familiar.
Yeah, of the people that come through. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody was telling me that with Lefa, because he's such a consummate professional, the photographer.
Oh, yes. Lindsay.
So, Lefa. He's like, you know, like, once he starts coming in, like, you know, that familiarity.
Yes, yes.
You know, it's
like, familiar faces.
Even with the DJs, if you don't change, like, but there's always like, there must be two or three faces that are
sure.
Like, let you know L, this L, is a Dojo.
It's a Dojo party. You see L come through.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. So people love a sense of familiarity. Because sometimes you always like crack your head. Let's try something new. We've done this before. Other people gonna be bored. But
and it's because of that, like, but to have a feel away with coming alone. Because I think like two that I personally kibalatiling at the gate kibabona ore o value one or bana outiani kind of mang Solvati he came along
he said
did
he
tweeted
about along. It
and then I took him bloom
salivo he was chilling with those guys and I was like oh no I thought they were old friends
no
just met at the party
and then wabona sa entering pinch da
yeah
listen to bloom you know
Tepang was there.
Yeah, Tepang was there,
yeah.
That's a real cool dude.
Yeah, chill.
I think I was chilling with him night before.
Yeah, that little piece.
And
yeah.
I think the first time we met him was at
the other one.
Because I know he's from the hood.
And Elena, he came alone.
That's a real cool dude. Was
the first time he's been to the hood.
Because I didn't know he's from the hood until I started seeing his content on. But his handle on Twitter, it's when I listen, some guy from Soweto, Homs. Homs handle.
Yeah.
It's when I lay at Tepang's handle on Twitter.
Oh.
So I would confuse them
together.
Because who's working?
Yeah. Yeah, that, who is Ngo or something like that. Yes.
So he came with Pesia. We chilled. Actually, I was chilling with them most of the night.
Yeah, I was chilling with them. Yeah, he's chilled, man. He's a cool dude.
Yeah, it was nice vibes.
Nice vibes.
Hey. I think like the early at that party.
Because the weirdest thing about us this time around, there was no work.
Yeah, we were proper hosting this time.
Yeah, like, you know, it felt so weird. It's like the only thing we did was just to put up the branding.
Yeah, just the branding. Yeah, and initially it was a quick thing.
If there's a sound issue, it's not your issue.
Yeah.
Anyway, there was no issues.
Yeah, there was no issues. Yeah.
So, and they did like so it. With people.
With the people. No blow my shot.
That's why I didn't come, because I saw I wouldn't be able to hide behind the bar.
Yeah. Because I was about to tease him. How did you find the party, Mo?
But we had a fantastic weekend. Yeah, it was really dope, man.
Thanks again to everybody that came through.
Yeah, man.
But now we are into the winter planning mode.
Yes.
We'll release details of those.
Maybe July, August. We'll let y'all know.
The challenge we are setting up for ourselves is
We'll see. It's a massive.
You know, the longer you let an idea simmer, the more discouraged you become about it.
Because it starts intimidating you.
In fact, I wanted to say after
that event, it starts to intimidate you.
I wanted to actually say we probably should get a once a week, even if we talk about it for 15 minutes.
Yeah, because it starts intimidating you. Because I keep thinking about it.
And you start doubting the ideas that you had.
But we shouldn't doubt it. Because
that's where I am right now.
It seems like a mess.
Well, now you have that thing out in the beginning. You'd be like... When we are in motion and I'm like, we are
But don't be like, oh, no. That's a lot of fuel to the shit.
But thank you. Thank you so much. Could never express the gratitude that you guys show us.
Of course.
But we are back to regular programming.
Yeah, man. At West 22. Shout out to the homies at West 22.
Still powered and coming to you courtesy of uzurionline.co.za, where you can cop all the things that you like, including our merch, including other people's
merchandise
and products.
I saw an email from the Uzuri guys. They want us to profile somebody with a very interesting business. They said the weekend of the 5th, but we'll see.
Okay, we'll see.
It should be a nice topic.
Hopefully, while people were getting tickets to the last party, they got a chance to interact with the website, you know. So shout out to Uzuri, shout out to West 22, and shout out to the Dojo Massive, bro.
Especially the paying ones.
Yeah. All right, man. Nothing else to plug, right?
Nothing else to plug.
So where were you, Mo? Last week.
I'd gone away. It was my wife's birthday weekend.
I planned
the getaway way before we had penciled the date.
The date for the party.
Yeah.
Because what you know after, you were just lucky that it was not an event that required work.
It worked out.
Choose between duty and love.
It
was a... easy decision.
Wife's birthday week.
But for niggas,
niggas will be sitting there as if he's solving some complex mathematical formula.
Wife's birthday weekend. Yo, man, you get killed if you miss that shit.
Should be that easy.
Nah. You have to solve it fast. Man, you guys had a good time?
Yeah, no, it was dope.
Bali, how you been, girl? How was the week?
Hey. I had anxiety on Monday.
Yeah.
I asked you guys when you guys dismissed me. Like, I had anxiety the whole day because I had just come out of a drinking binge. So I think I'm ready to take another break from this drinking thing.
Yeah. You might fuck around and quit.
No, but I had a drink on... I had, like, a bottle of Prosecco on Wednesday, so...
Oh, okay.
I don't know, but I've decided that I want to take another break.
Mm.
A bottle of Prosecco? A whole bottle of Prosecco?
Matung.
That's a question.
That shit will knock you out. It's like it's that drinking mamba. MCC. Yeah,
yeah. Champagne,
I went out for lunch with a friend, and then that's when I ordered the prosecco. And by the time I had gone home,
this was in one city.
Yes.
And
this friend doesn't drink prosecco, so then I ended up having to drink the bottle by myself. That's when I was like, I should just.
I foresee you just decreasing your intake.
I'm just gonna drink on occasions.
Now. Kibona, that's where you headed.
I've been toying with the idea of stopping. But
it's hard.
It's not easy to let go of alcohol. Yeah. But the more you look at it, you know, my mother, is 77. No, 74, somewhere there. And people are dropping around her, right? That are younger than her, that look older than her, that drink, that smoke.
Shit that she doesn't do.
That have rich diets, And I'm like, my mom is not about to leave Earth anytime soon.
Because of her life choices.
You know? And I look at my life choices. I'm like, bruh, I might check out sooner than later.
Hey, man, we here for a good time, not a long time.
And I'm not at your big age, you still have Olivia's support, and you don't take that for granted.
And like, if you look at how, like, people's parents are dying, bro. It's like, people, like, are falling sick at, like, 65. You know? 62, 57. And, like, when you 65, you still got at least another 10. At least 10.
At least, yeah.
You could push it to 20. And think about how long 10 years is.
Zuma's 82.
That you just drank and smoked and ate away. In your 30s.
And we're going hard.
Sadly meat. Sadly food.
We're going hard.
Without an active lifestyle. Yeah, because when I was about the lifestyles, I keep saying to people, nobody walks to buy bread. So even the poison you are eating, you're not even giving your body something back, Nyan.
Yeah.
By walking, at least.
And you got lifestyle, you're high, happy, waspa, and you're
like
you constantly. It's labor intensive. So they're constantly
on the move.
The only time we get active is to salvage. To salvage the damage.
Yes, to not to add. Yeah, you are not adding anything.
It's to salvage the damage. Back in that gym, that I want to go
sin to him.
It's late now.
It's true, man.
It's late, man. We out your wife.
And more, if you overlay into on that, on those challenges our generation has, and you overlay the increase in mental health, like, because we've got a lot on our minds. Niggas is graying, like, in their mid 30s.
Yeah, man.
Also remember, like, we also became managers also at a young age, which is a huge responsibility, because our parents' generation, you had to work like 30 years in a job to be a supervisor. By the time you have to manage, but you salute maybe 5 years at pension.
Sure.
Rona, you are like 30, you're already a manager of multiple teams sitting in different locations.
You got a lot of stress.
That's a lot to think about.
Yeah, and stress.
What has also happened to us is we've grown so used to luxury, or we've aspired so much to luxury, that we see ourselves as too good for certain things. Like walking. Walking. I remember
walking is such an embarrassing thing.
I remember I had to leave my house to go and fetch a top at Nosipo's spot. And I walked there. I can't remember who asked me. And then I had to go buy Eddie's. I think Eddie is the one.
Because he lives around the corner.
Because they're in the same complex.
And how full way?
The shock, bro, when niggas heard her, I walked in.
You walked there. And it's so damn close. It's so damn close.
Are you that broke?
What's going on?
Pelakakulei is going to be less than a minute if it's like more.
Yeah. But it's a long walk, though. I mean, if you have to go to Nosipol, all the way.
Yeah.
But. You know, like small things like those, people just don't see themselves so true, in that.
Yeah, doing
so
that.
True. So true.
The only time they would walk or run, give, either whether they're doing that for as an exercise.
Yes. Yeah.
Not just in jail.
Let them exercise, you body run, which is, no, it's fine, I'll take it. There's an element of coolness in it.
Of course.
There's an element of cool.
Yeah, even the hiking.
That overrides the actual active living.
Yeah.
I'm falling paham.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Have you noticed like they do the drinking sessions after the hikes?
It's actually a bar right there.
It's like a bar right there. The niggas are, you're already binging after your hike.
I got on a park on these walks with Tando and his son, right? So we walk, it's like a trail, these trail things in Irene. At the end of the thing is a restaurant that starts serving alcohol at 8.
And chances are...
At 8.
Just like all things made cool by black people, but they financially they benefit Mangamla. Babu no lo nalbata jalousi.
Hey. Like you just come from a high a trail, like you've just walked 10 or 5 kilometers.
So
funny pia when...
Yeah. And then 2... Yep, Bomalam Hodu body she said go fell into Mutamutsuwa, I decided with something, and then Lukwale, what gave aspect to this shit?
That's what I was saying too when we were on the cherry fest, when we were having this discussion, even though our diet might not have changed by too big a margin, what we forget is that we are not the same black people who started that diet. Because the people that started that diet were doing so many other things on top of what they were. The diet might have been rich, yes.
Yeah.
But.
They are wearing it off with hard labor.
Yeah. And that's why obesity, as it's termed today, was associated with riches.
Yes.
Because only a rich person can afford not to work and look at the way that they do because they have everybody else to do everything for
like
them.
Kings,
and that's why kings' wives were big.
Yes. You and know, the kings themselves, like they would be fed eating meat all day.
Abaspan. So when a papa says unto you, pull a and then you sit on the couch all day watching series, what do you think is going to happen to your body?
And we working from home as well. So
midday naps.
After
a heavy
snacking,
lunch.
You know? Yeah, we out your wild.
I remember reading a book. Yeah, I'm silly guys. That nigga called gout, bro. And he thought he was being bewitched.
Kinam.
And beer.
I don't know me, bye.
And bitches.
Yeah, right?
What work does he do?
Like, he doesn't do fuck all.
Pick and choose.
And you can just imagine that during that time how labor intensive everything was.
Yeah, because everything was manual. That's why you'll find Majitas Panadiko and Drake and Bajataba. They can afford
to. They can afford to because they can burn it.
But also,
all day, every day.
For it to be gout and for him to misdiagnose as witchcraft, it also shows you like the evolution of. You know, comfort, because there are times where kings also were part of the fight and they did not have the trappings of luxury, and as soon as became a bigger kingdom, then the work rate on him had to relax, and then now he replaced that with just indulgence, and then when he developed that thing, it became a new thing, because now that's a disease of a lifestyle, because your lifestyle has changed, but because it was foreign to him, he's like, nah, kata rule.
Niggas died over that shit, because they thought they were
bewitching the king.
Shepherd, you have done me
the king.
Mm.
And that's like the common trajectory with all the monarchs, in fact, except maybe Shaka.
Yeah.
Because he was in the battlefield.
Because he was active.
Yeah, but Dingaan was fat. Dachuai was.
Even his pictures today, he's fat.
Even the kings of England, you know, it's like, it's always the young warrior prince, right, who rises to the throne through war and conquest, this athletic good looking, strong, you know, guy, and then
Genghis Khan
gets the throne, and then it's
Then he lets himself go.
Robert Baratheon.
Yes.
He's even worse.
Jin Kong.
Not fair that nigga is.
The current one.
He's better than his father.
Huge, bro. Yeah, no, lifestyle like
our attitude. Now we're too cool, man.
Yeah, we're too cool for this shit. When how you been?
Actually it was I only started working on Wednesday. Because I relaxed all of Sunday. Monday, I did a bit of the recon nyana. That was not too eventful.
Nothing much.
Nothing eventful.
Lena, nothing much. We'll busy fella spending. Get the audit. Audit season. So, yeah. We'll busy.
Audit season.
Yeah, go audit season. Yeah. And niggas, I tell audit about. So, just dealing with audits. Aight, man. Let's get into some of these topics, bro. One thing that's been happening is that we've had 2 weeks of no load shedding. And
not more. Yeah, it's 24 days.
Yeah, because we getting to the third week. The third week of
no load shedding.
Yeah, of no load shedding. And it's pretty obviously people are feeling quite anxious about it because we haven't had power. You know, we've been dealing with load shedding for over
15 years.
Yeah, 15 years now. So
all this electricity coming from.
You know what I'm saying? And then, but it's coming off the back of, I think the government going to the commission. When the commission to allow it to extend the stages of load shedding to stage 16.
Mm-hmm.
So they were doing that in the background. So that was happening while we are now chilling with 2 weeks of no load shedding, you know.
So what does extending stages mean in practical terms, or the fact that we are benefiting of not having load shedding?
Yeah, because I agree with the way we understand load shedding now is that the higher the stage, the longer you are without power.
Exactly.
Yeah. So now if they're extending it to 16, right, that is crazy amounts of hours where you are without power.
Yes.
Yeah. So Obana, like when that is happening and this is happening, people are getting anxious.
Yes. Or what you are saying is that it is curious that the stages have been increased, yet we still have electricity.
Yes.
Kubakare.
It's like they're laying you up.
Yeah. But all that shit you've been enjoying?
Yes.
You're going to pay for it.
You're going to pay for it. You know what I'm saying? So people are like kind of anxious, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are kind of anxious.
I'm just taking it as electionary.
Yeah, because I wanted to get your guys's thoughts about, you know, all this power we've been having. Are you guys as anxious as everybody else? Couple we Obana, like you are saying, it's all electioneering. We're gonna go back to
yeah.
I also thought it was electioneering. It's just after elections, we're back to
square one.
Yes, to the South Africa we know. We don't know what's happening.
To our deadbeat father.
Yes. Sure. Maga Obana, all this electioneering shows us, okay, them niggas can. Okay. It's just that they don't want to.
But the fact that they can doesn't mean because we sustain alone. So now, why start something if you're not going to be able to sustain? Imagine having no load shedding for 2 years. That would just be the strangest thing.
Yeah.
Why do I care if I manage to win your vote and I'm in the seat now?
Where won?
Load shedding, I mean, because then it becomes an unnecessary conspiracy, because nobody believes the government's reasons are real reasons, right?
Mm.
The ruling party has got its hand in the finger pie in the mafia operation of Eskom. Let's tell the truth. The person who's the president today was once in the war room. Like, so it's a lot of things, bro.
Yeah,
it's exhausting.
Yeah, it's exhausting. And right now we feel like, you know, like Batuba abused Dinyana, you know. So even you know, something that was like a norm 15 years ago, having 2 weeks of power without, you know, power failures, it just feels weird now.
Yeah, it's like with because
we are so conditioned to the bullshit.
It's like with the anxiety. okay, maybe I do have it for business. So I have two gas cylinders, wabo.
Mm.
Because I haven't had into for a while, wabo.
Load shedding.
We haven't had load shedding, so I'm not using them, wabo.
Mm.
Which is obviously a welcome reprieve in terms of running costs. And then somebody, because going into winter, wanted to buy it, wabo. So I'm like, I'm sitting on money, man. Maybe I can just sell it, wabo. But I'm like, nah, this problem is gonna return and catch me sleeping.
He's gonna catch you sleeping.
Like now, I'm like, you know, I can't.
You can't sell
for
it.
Scenario planning. Mm. You still have to plan like somebody who is in load shedding.
Yes, 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 yes.
And there's so many advertisements that are encouraging people to get off the grid, like. Benzes and those are solar,
I'm an inverter.
So I can't imagine that this is a. It's going to last this thing of constant power.
Yeah, because kind of man, Daimani, who's Spoot. When he was asked this question, he mentioned over there's five main contributors to the decline of demand that we've been having. So he says there's been a decline of demand. So the first one we're taking, the weak South African economy results in a general flat overall demand for electricity. That's the first one. Second one are a rapidly rising Eskom and municipal electricity prices above the inflation rate are dampening demand for Eskom, or dampening demand for Eskom's generated electricity, right? And the third one was load shedding and low reliability of Eskom and municipal grid electricity are negatively impacting electricity supply. Mm-hmm. So that's the third one, but that's an obvious one. The fourth one, electricity customers are moving to self-generation and alternative energy sources, including PV and battery energy storage and solar and all of that. And then he's saying kind of in that pipeline they've been working on of big renewable energy is now coming into
the grid.
Yeah, coming into play. So those are the reasons that he's giving for all of this, you know, nice time that we've been having. You know,
the majority of South Africans off-grid electricity doesn't have a business case. Like if you look at, for you to go off grid, you need at the very least 200,000 rand.
For proper.
The capital layout.
To go off grid.
Yeah.
Completely.
Yeah. And that's, I'm being conservative. Mm. 200K to up to about three.
Quarter of a meal at least.
Right. Now, if you were to go on a payment plan, for example, because the very few, majority of people don't have 300,000 rand lying around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you would have to finance it. The banks are now financing those.
Oh, yeah.
Skakulu.
Right. So now if you're looking at 300,000 rand, you're paying. So the ones that I've seen, like maybe, is it Go Solar or. There's also one that they're offering Spani Ndav from another company, I don't remember. So let's say Unka Grid, Unka, something that's valued at about 200,000. You're paying about 1.5 to 2K a month.
A month.
Mm.
For 5 years.
Your monthly electricity bill is not that high.
Right.
At my house, I pay between 800 to 1,000. Mm-hmm. So I don't have a business case for solar.
To be paying 2,000.
Now I'm paying more than what I was. I'm better off with Eskom. Whereas if your consumption is above.
If you're 2K,
then it makes sense for you to. The only thing, if your electricity consumption is that high, it's safe to assume, not all the way, but it's safe to assume that you are also well off.
Yes.
If you're consuming that much.
That much.
Big property.
But non-financial factors of going off-grid could be that in as much as your electricity consumption is not as high that it warrants you to go off-grid, you'd want to go off-grid to compensate for the irritation of being offline.
That's what we have UPSs for.
Yeah, yes.
Mm.
You see, I don't have to go off.
Totally. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Because off-grid means that I am no longer drawing electricity from Eskom.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not talking about a hybrid model.
Because
a hybrid model is, for me, is even worse because not only am I paying Eskom, I'm also financing the solar infrastructure.
Yeah. Dang. Mm. You are paying Eskom and its failures.
So yeah. go for the long term, we got a benefit. Yeah. Sharp, sharp.
No, no, then I'm with you.
And if you think about the payback period for me, 800 rand, how long will I take to pay back 300,000 rand?
Exactly.
Yeah.
800.
Why?
It's a
business case setting. Yeah, gaga it's a sense.
It's economical.
Yeah, gaga economical level. Mm-hmm. You know.
So you're better off just staying with Eskom. Just so make sure that.
Actually, when Uti tariffs is new gilis ka Eskom, that's why people are not using less electricity.
Yes.
So that means just the poor people are now not getting any electricity.
Basically. And when a lot of these people are not.
So how's this a good thing?
Hey man, it's not a good thing, but I think he's putting it out there as this is a factor as to why.
So we are guilty because we have electricity, so we must strictly abandon electricity because they can't afford it.
Mm.
Mm. I think I actually like this point that Mo brought, because we like to discuss Eskom maybe sometimes at a political level, but at a practical level, that's the interrogation you should be making.
Mm, mm, mm.
And then for most of the middle class, from lower to upper, who don't have alternative energy sources, you have electronics in the house. Load shedding is no longer that big of an issue for you because the laptop is charged.
Fully charged, gives you 2 hours.
Mm.
Phone gives you enough hours.
Yeah, the only thing you can't do is cook, but then you have Uber, which you use even when there's electricity anyways.
Anyways.
Yeah. Or you've got a gas griller, quickly pop and chop and make a salad.
So being without electricity for a couple of hours a day is no longer
the inconvenience
that it used to be.
Mm, they also love that thinking. Eskom loves also if you now you are coming to the
because now we've adjusted our lives to this board.
I mean, it's been 15 years,
yeah. Right? Yes, yeah.
It just shows you, like, even now, I don't even notice. You know when I see, like, headlines talking about we haven't been noted for a certain amount of weeks?
Mm.
You know, I didn't even notice.
Mm.
Sure. I didn't even notice.
I noticed.
But. You see, it goes to what I was saying.
Even when there is load shedding, it hits me while I'm at work or sleeping.
Yeah, yeah.
So like I was saying when we were off recording, if we can't change a problem for long enough, we change how we interact with the problem.
With the problem.
Until such time that problem is no longer as a big of an irritation as it was.
As it was. And that is literally what we have done. And we've like mental...
You're no longer so mad at Eskom no more.
Hey, bro.
Yeah, bro. Because like, now we have rechargeable lights.
Yeah.
We have our cell phones. Yeah. We have our laptops.
There's
nothing I can't do when I'm being load shed.
Yeah.
Even your Wi-Fi is on.
I can cook.
Even your Wi-Fi is on.
Yes.
What is scary, I guess, now, because I wanna you still feel it when we get to stage 4.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like those irritations and the frequency.
Hours,
yeah. So now if they increase in the stages and it, correct, now it's no longer 4 hours without power.
Can be 8.
Now we can head into 8 or maybe 10. Mm.
Then you'll feel it.
Then you're going to start. 12. Yeah. Then you're going to start feeling it all. Your the power out there that you had lasted that long. Well, and that's when it's going to really start.
Now we'll take it.
Yeah, for now we're managing, especially middle class, but people on the lower end,
we'll take it.
Yeah, they still feeling this thing, you know what
we'll
I'm saying?
We'll take it.
Yeah, man.
In Pennyville, they were saying this week, Aban Mapabebe is striking because now with the no load shedding situation, they can't have power because they used to power schedule. So not everyone can have electricity all at the same time. So now with everyone having electricity at the same time, it's blowing their transformers. So now no one has electricity.
Jesus. Well, infrastructure can't even handle this thing. Hey. Nah, man.
This is it. Yeah, I heard about that on the radio. I'm like, these things need to shut the fuck up.
So we can't complain because we don't pay.
Because I'm up at that.
Literally that.
Mandela said,
I will for
TV. And you know the nice thing about electricity? And these are things that you learn when you're a trustee. Electricity is not a constitutional right.
Mm.
only water is.
Mm.
So it's like, because water is life.
You need it to live.
Yeah, I don't need to give you lights. Mm. Fuck out of here. I wanna live up to
Sanana's
Kalho. Yeah, Sanana's Kalho.
Sanana's Kalho. But once I start touching your water,
the government can come to your defense.
You know?
I'm saying that to reiterate the fact that I don't feel any way or any sympathy for Soweto residents. Because they are not paying.
Yeah. Do you know what? If people forget that the reason that people don't pay for things is not because they don't want to. Sometimes because we don't have the means to. It's like even Tate 5,000 go didn't zagniga next week. The reason ding agniga next week is that I don't have it. I also don't enjoy owing you.
Yeah, no,
I don't enjoy owing you.
Any other hood except dumb niggas.
Let me tell you. Not in the richest hood.
Yeah. Any other hood except dumb niggas.
Let me tell you something.
No one enjoys being in debt, man.
Nah, any other hood except them.
I am not even cutting them slack.
Yo.
Here's the thing. The thing is, as people, a sense of entitlement, which I understand it comes from politicians because there was an electioneering on this free education, free electricity. But let me tell you, all of us, if Twitter said tomorrow, see how much time we spend on Twitter?
A lot.
We are paying by advertising, but because the advertising that irritates us, that's why we pay with it. Because they are not asking money out of our pocket.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. Because it's so entrenched as an entitled. If they said just pay R5, the user rate is going to drop off. Because people have the culture of consuming this thing. They've made amends with the fact that this is not something I'm going to pay for. In fact, they'll go on Twitter to buy things. On the very platform they are using for free.
No, the people, yeah, them niggas in Soweto be
Twitter. Now we're not getting S on the street. Like if you told them, pay 100.
I'm
just using a slick.
This thing we're not gonna pay for.
In fact, Orlando Chola Mutana Limikuku 810. Emofang at least minimum 9,000 a month, On Albana by 4, the Olga designer.
Marasibit Naker.
Jaritam Sibili.
Why can't he pay?
Only designer that person.
Nalden.
Banaba banali takes a Nike. Mar, if Eskom said, I think there was once this concession that they wanted to make, we will wipe historical debt.
Yes.
Even if each and every house was to give us only 600 as a flat fee, it will improve our liquidity so much.
But they did that and then they gave us those prepaid meters.
And you guys rejected them, didn't you?
But rejected. Yes, no, but even if it's not prepaid, because prepaid, people are still going to say, I nani na bantu na ba 100. We say, regardless of whatever your consumption, just if each and every household gives us 600, you will use it the way you've been using it.
Yeah, Mara, they try to do the prepaid shit. And so,
there's a prepaid meter.
Yeah.
The prepaid, bridge.
Yeah, but they were up in arms when
they. Bridge.
You can't know about bridge and Wi-Fi.
How do they do that? Well, I keep hearing
you try to plug me. Yeah. When I'm talking about this, because I want to know it's called my account name.
Dog.
Vumate.
Hey, I asked you about that.
Yeah, and Abriju.
But it also exposes just how technologically in advanced Eskom is. Because how are you? Because I would have thought that you are able to pinpoint
exactly
the nodes.
Yeah,
exactly.
That are problematic.
Where you are not collecting. You know, there's a constant flow of electricity here, but we are not
receiving.
So you are able to go to that specific site. To invest in. In fact, because it's a known fact that utilities are bridged by
the consumer.
The utility employees.
Yes.
The utility employees. So if I can pull a report of all the places that haven't paid electricity in the past, let's say 6 months, right? Then I compare that report to what I've collected from those units in the past 6 months.
And what I've, their consumption.
And there's a big discrepancy, yeah. Right? And then I'll pull a report of my, what do they call it? Call out.
To those areas.
Call out or field.
Agents by a mo.
A, right? That serviced these
areas.
These areas. I already have my suspects. I have my suspects. I know which houses have been bridged. I know which technicians have been working in that area.
But I think it must bridge as or bridge as individuals. Like we don't say this house, this house, this house. Yeah. It's the whole box. So
Kimbaya transformate.
Like for instance,
danger box.
Danger box. Danger box. Mm. So you can't say it's this house and this house and this house because back opposite now on the same people that have nothing to do with this meetup or with this box are using the electricity from this box.
But that still doesn't stop me from knowing
the node or the street at least.
I know which houses are off. I know which boxes feed into that house. I know who worked on that box.
Even if there's other illegal people, are you gonna make this one?
Even if I have to put extra security meters on the box, you know how at filling station garages, you can't just each petrol attendant has to punch in his code.
His code, yes.
It tells me who sold what, where,
at what time.
What happens, Kukas? So the boxes, they can interfere with the marital box services, maybe a 5 kilometer radius or whatever. Then they will come pulling their own cables, whatever. So the call out usually is when there's been a problem. So the call out would have been they went to fix a problem. But what Murise is saying still is not without merit, because you can be able to say this danger box that services this radius, the amount of generation and the amount of collection are incongruent. So as Eskom, I can either come and make sure that there's a biometric way of accessing the danger box.
And you don't put it out as a local tender. You go and get some Russian motherfuckers to come in.
So but now what they do, they cage this thing. Have I cage it? We wake up biometrics or whatever the mechanism is. Right? Because what happens now is that people have access to these things who are makeshift
electricians. Yes.
That's where the problem is.
So sometimes if man's like bana, the technician gets there and disables all of this mess that happened. And then he leaves again. And then after he's left, because of an danger opposite his because there was just so much bridging that was happening on the thing.
They just shut it down.
Dima for everyone. So obviously residents backwatted or no, what the hell.
And especially then, the paying residents.
Exactly. Yeah. No, they're no paying residents.
Oh, nobody. But then I would have think like
so,
I would
so
think,
everybody deserved it then.
Basically. But I would think okay,
no, but now we have prepaid meters, I said that already.
And then I'm gonna be obviously like I'm gonna snitch, bro.
Because they're counting on you to snitch to say we're not gonna accept this rubbish
anymore
because it's affecting
me as a paying customer. So I'm snitching.
So when you see Rogers, you're calling and you're saying, "Now Rogers, we are
preaching." It's rotten apples.
People might fear even at a street level. But however, you know, from a politics point of view, I'm just using Eskom as like an example. To realize that there's a rot in communities. And there's, you have to solve things in a smart way. You can't go appeal to each and every individual's heart. But what you do is to say, if you're a community of X, what does the community need? It needs clean water, it needs functioning electricity, all those things, like even you give that responsibility to members of the community, but you pay them so that you can pit the good ones against the bad ones. Because the moment or everything that's got to do with leaking thing, nobody
says,
I must call. But we need to invest. It needs to be your food. Somebody's like most security. It must somebody we pay. That way, that's why like now, how about on somebody tavern cookers? because there is an economic value that people get that overrides the social ill of alcohol. Mm. We cannot address alcohol problem until we make somebody eat off of being anti-alcohol.
Yeah.
Then you make those forces
and then
compete.
Pit, yeah,
then net somewhere, we're going to be better off.
Yeah. Yeah, I dig it. I dig it.
Do you think there could be a way to incentivize corruption?
How so?
Well, to align corruption with service delivery.
Cook, I think I can see what you are saying.
Yeah, you gotta cook it. You gotta
cook it. Smell, but of frying onion.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, when it's so changed, yeah. But you don't know. Don't tell her. Ah, look at that.
I want to stew on the table, but
it could be just cabbage.
It could be just cabbage. But like, they all start the same.
I wanted the pieces in my
tray. They all start the same.
No, but they only
have
mushroom.
Yeah. I don't know about the
mushroom.
Yeah.
It's
busy
saute,
my nigga.
It's
busy
saute.
So if. Yeah, it's gonna sound sloppy, wow. But I just thought of it now. So
catch the rest of this episode on Patreon. The Dojo.